So I'm thinking back to my Gen X days. I'm thinking about the bathroom. Why all of a sudden do I see a carpeted toilet?
It wasn't so much carpeted as covered. And okay, it was probably a lovely squishy material. It might have even been a crocheted type of fabric.
I feel it was covered in carpet, carpet, like a plush.
It's not carpet.
Well, it was a carpeted toilet.
It was soft.
I feel it was carpeted toilet. It covered the tank. It covered the bowl. It covered lid.
Everything. Right?
Give you a little dribble mat.
Yeah. I don't know what design guru decided that everyone should decorate their toilet, but it was definitely a thing in the 70s and the 80s.
Right. And then you had that doll that hid the toilet paper.
Yeah. The crocheted doll.
Right. She was on the back of the toilet. And then, God forbid, you couldn't have the Kleenex just sitting out like Kleenex. It had to go into a box that was specially made.
What the hell was with carpeted
toilets and crocheted accessories back in the Gen X days.
God, those are the good old days, eh?
I feel like I'm shaking my head at that. I feel like I saw a picture of it and I was like, whoa. All of a sudden I had PTSD. It all came flooding back. There it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know ours was lilac. We had, or it might have been a darker purple because we had our bathroom was purple and black lilac accents back in the 70s. Oh, God. It was good. It was pretty. Carpet on the floor. Remember you had carpet on the floor?
Oh, my God. Yes. Carpet in the bathrooms. Like, that is so horrendous.
So nasty.
Like, all the we would never do that now.
We would never, right? And then even though it was still carpeted, you still had the pee-pee mat.
I still have bath mats in my bathroom. I don't step on my floor if I don't have a bath mat.
Yeah, but do you have the one that like catches like the boys' pee? Like the one that was like right hugging the toilet?
It rings
around the bottom of the toilet.
Yes, that was a staple in our house.
That's the pee-pee mat. No, bath mat, that's different. That's fine. We took all of this and we carried the bath mat forward.
Yes, we did.
And we left everything else back in the
80s. Oh, God, where it should stay.
Should stay forever.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha.
Lisa, how are you?
Oh, Samantha, I am just lovely. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm delightful.
Delightful. Mm-hmm. Delightful like a cup of coffee?
I'm
like
delightful.
A fine glass of wine.
Probably more like that or a good solid beer.
Oh, well, because you kind of go through it all, right? Just depending on your mood. Some days you like a beer. Some days you like a wine.
Some days I'm a nut and some days I'm a, I don't know.
Isn't that a song? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Was that a chocolate bar? Mm-hmm. Was that Almond Joy?
It was, Lisa.
Wasn't even ever in Canada that Almond Joy guy was he?
No.
We have the Bounty. We have Bounty.
Oh, we have Bounty. Yeah, maybe not, eh?
Maybe not.
Could be a U.S. thing.
Way to go, America.
Something else that they have that we don't, that we as Canadians would love to have. That's what we do in Canada. We take what others have and make it our own.
Would you want the Almond Joy, though, really?
I don't care. No.
I don't want that nut in my chocolate bar. Just seemed like one big clump of nut.
Yeah. The only thing we have going for us are Cheesies and Smarties, so.
Well, and we have ketchup chips.
On that too.
Right? We got some things.
Poutine.
Right? We got butter tarts.
We got butter tarts. Right?
We got butter tarts. I think
we got beaver tails.
We got beaver tails. We got Lisa and Sam. Right? America don't got Lisa and Sam.
America don't got what?
Right? America don't got us.
We don't got us.
So here's a funny thing. I tell you, even right up until today, still with my colleagues at work, just discussing the head and shoulders, knees and toes.
Oh my God. Seriously? It was last week, Lisa.
It's not though. It's not because guess what?
But it is.
No, I know it was. It was. But then we posted it. So all week, there's still comments coming at us about it. So I needed to get to the bottom of it once and for all. I posed this question to my colleagues, different colleagues today.
Uh-huh.
It all makes sense now. Because you know how you and I have never heard that other version, right?
No.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees. We've never heard it. No, do you know why?
Mine goes head and shoulders, knees and toes, right. Knees and toes,
right.
Knees and toes.
As does mine. Shoulders, we're disregarding the guy's version.
That was just like, are you from a punk rock band? Like, what
I think
the
I think our friends from the UK are claiming that one, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. They can have that one. They can have it. So I'm disregarding him. The reason you and I don't know the version that the other version is because it's sung by the Wiggles.
Oh, I never, that's not me. That's not our generation.
No, whether or not it's our generation. If we got kids.
Oh, well.
We don't got kids.
No.
So we would never, have you ever watched an episode of the Wiggles?
No.
Neither have I. So I would never, ever know. So so finally it's been solved.
It's a Wiggles version.
It's a Wiggles version. The Wiggles are from Australia, but my whole thing still is, dear the Wiggles, don't change the good old times.
Don't change head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees
and toes, and toes, knees and toes, right? What would that song? Don't go changing to try and please me. We love you just the way you are, head and shoulders, knees and toes.
Yeah. And that's the problem, is that everything is open to interpretation, Lisa.
Yeah, right? I know. And then again, I saw something today. It was the new ABC song.
What?
Well, this is old. I don't know how we missed it. I saw it from
There's
2019.
There's a new ABC. Song. How do you sing the ABCs then?
It's the same until you get to LMNOP. They don't do, you know how we do LMNOP, LMNOP, yeah. Like it's one word, LMNOP. They do LMNOP. QRS. They make a pause.
No, there's no pause.
So in the new version, there's a pause.
No.
There's a pause.
No.
Yeah. The world was
C D E F G H I J K L M N O P. You have to say it all together.
Not in the new version. They go L M N O P. They break it up weirdly.
Who does that? Let's talk to them. I'm over this now.
Right? Like I was so, like I thought after I got the Wiggles, I'm like, okay. And then you know how sometimes when you like something, they show you other stuff that you might
yes.
like. Guess what, dear YouTube? I don't like this. I don't like these changes being forced down my throat.
Like, why do you need to change the alphabet song?
World has known. Sesame Street taught it LMNO. LMNO. That's what
L-M-N-O-P.
It is.
L-M-N-O-P.
L-M-N-O-P.
Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z.
Now I know my
ABCs. Right? Won't you come and sing with me?
Right. Exactly. Just saying.
Don't mess with the... Stop messing with classics,
just
please?
Stop messing with the classics. They're called the classics. Like, I don't know. Do we change Beethoven? I don't think so.
How dare
change
you.
Change Mozart? I don't think you touch them.
Change the Queen song? No, right. You don't. You don't. Leave that shit alone, people.
Leave it alone, people.
Leave it alone.
Just leave it alone, right? Wow. I had to get that off my chest, Samantha.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I've discovered? I enjoy the warmer weather that we have been experiencing in fall. Mm-hmm. However, my fall clothes are not conducive to warmer weather.
Oh, my God.
And now
God.
I've gone back to sweating.
In your sweater.
I'm sweating in my sweater. And I'm like, this feels wrong. This feels wrong.
Okay. But then this is my question for you. I felt this yesterday. I too, sweating in my sweater. But then I felt like a slug sweating in my sweater. Because it's taking all my energy out of me. Because it's too hot for a sweater. But it's too cold to not be in your fall clothes. Right? We're a handful of days away from November, for God's sakes, Samantha.
Oh, my God. Like, it's in the morning. It's cold enough to potentially wear a jacket.
Yes.
By the afternoon, you want to strip off any layer of clothing that you have.
Like,
and then by the time the sun sets, you're back to wearing a coat again. And it's like, I get it. I understand the time of year. But right. You know what? As someone who's going through menopause and occasionally gets a hot flash, I don't need to have an impromptu hot flash just because of my clothing.
Right, exactly. Party for one, not wanting.
Like, and then your makeup, like, and then your hair goes, yeah,
right?
And you just look,
you look like us right now, just, right?
It's like, stop it.
Right? You just, I was in my office the other day doing work and it was so hot because they've already got the heat going a little bit, right?
Yes.
That weather. And so you don't want to open up the windows and you don't want, so you got the fan on. No word of a lie, I unbuttoned my sweater just in my, nobody should see me in my tank top because it was so hot.
It was so hot.
Oh. And then I was so tired.
And then you just want to nap and it's like, God.
But you can't because you're at work. You're going to get in trouble if you nap at work, right?
Someone's going to catch you napping at work.
Right. It's just, it needs to just make a decision. Right. That's what it needs. Samantha, I got a nice shake my head for you.
Uh-oh.
It's actually, it's a nice shake my head, but it's a positive one.
Okay.
It's a positive I shake my head. I want to say, congratulations, Saskatchewan, for having more weed shops than Tim Hortons.
Yes!
Right?
Yes!
I shake my head that that made the news, the CBC news last night.
Love it. Let's keep going. More weed, less coffee.
Right? More weed, less coffee. Canada has been A-OK with pot for 5 years. It's our anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Canada. Happy anniversary. And pot. Mm-hmm. And what a milestone, right? We officially, and I tell you, I feel like we have a lot of Tim Hortons franchises in Saskatchewan, the size of our province, but apparently not compared to pot shops. Shaking my head.
I love this for us.
I'm shaking my head.
We're like the cool, weird Midwestern province. Nobody knows why we're here, but we're here, right? And we are stoned as shit.
Right? We just go to the beat of our own drum, right? You want an edible? I'll get you an edible. You want to smoke the pot? Smoke the pot. You want the brownie? Have the brownie. We don't care.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my God.
Right? What we're saying is that you don't need to have it with coffee.
Oh my God. Come to Saskatchewan. We're stoned just like you.
Just like you. They need to put that on though when you cross over into the borders.
Yes!
Right? Welcome to Saskatchewan, home of
the
pot.
We're not the land of living skies anymore.
We're the land of pot shops.
Come get stoned in Saskatchewan. Right? There you go. You're welcome, tourism. Tourism Saskatchewan.
Something new for the brochure. And and your Trivial Pursuit. Maybe if you're going to update your questions, that's a new one to have. Right? Put it on Jeopardy, right?
Oh my God, that'd be a great Jeopardy question.
What province has more marijuana shops than Tim Hortons in Canada? Oh, answer. What is Saskatchewan? Yes.
Yes.
Shaking my head that's our claim to fame.
We are not famous for much, people, but let's take this one.
You get a pot store. You get a pot store. You get a pot store.
And we always thought that, you know, BC was the cool province because, you know, all the good stuff comes from BC, right? Mm-hmm. Nope. You got to go midway into Canada, folks. Whoop.
Nestle down, just nestle nicely in the middle of the flat prairies.
Yeah, come to the flattest right. province in Canada.
Right, come get some.
Get
pot.
Some of the best shit,
the finest edibles, the finest liquid pot. This type of pot. We don't discriminate with our pot. We welcome it all.
Yes.
So that's I'm shaking my head and congratulating us at the same time.
That's an awesome.
Right? What's your province known for? Pot shops. Totally.
Oh my God, I love that.
Totally.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, that's pretty happy.
We're too cool for school, man. Too cool for school.
Too cool.
Okay, I got a nice shake in my head too.
Okay.
It came out almost. Okay, no, it's not quite out yet. Britney's memoir, things have been leaked.
Oh.
With it. Okay. Is it out yet? I don't know. They're talking about it. It's all
in
I know.
Public.
It's all
in
over.
The public.
All over. Apparently, I'm shaking my head because I got a problem with people writing a memoir and then telling the dirty little secrets of other people's shit. And it's like her shit, but it's mixed with someone else's shit. And this shit is now JT.
Right.
And Justin Timberlake, he dated Britney. We all know that things went sideways for them.
Right. Cry me a river. La, 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 la.
Okay. Two facts. One, apparently she references to JT's peepee and it is tiny.
No.
She says, I quote, I'm ready. Put it in. He says, it's already in. My world collapsed.
Oh, so mine just did right now too.
I'm shaking my head. I'm like, why are you talking about his pee-pee?
His pee-pee.
And then, apparently, and this is not a laughing matter, she apparently is talking about the abortion that she had.
I heard
about which apparently was JT's baby, and he didn't want to be a daddy.
Right.
And it's like, wow, you are laying out your shit for everybody to hear.
Okay, but here's my question for you, Samantha. You love JT.
I do.
Are you this upset about every memoir that comes out or
no,
just this
no,
one?
No, no, no. I don't care that she's talking about JT. The fact that people in general who write memoirs, they lay out some nasty, nasty stuff.
That's the point of the memoir.
I just think keep your shit to yourself. Oh, we don't need to know about body parts. We don't need to know about decisions that you made as a couple. Like, we don't need to know that shit.
I think I differ. I think it's like the Inquirer.
Because she's
I
a public
know.
Figure, then we need to know that. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's been a little off the rails since she got out of the conservatorship. Yeah, so totally. She's a little funky in the head. But
I want to know. I want to know that Justin Timberlake has a small penis, actually.
I shake my head at it because I don't get it. I don't get it.
I want to know the need. I want to know that thing. I want to know that stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. Right? So are you gonna read Britney then?
Well, I won't read it. Maybe I'll listen to it. But I'm not invested in Britney. Right? If it was somebody else and like a famous like JT type of guy, I'd be all over that shit. Sure. Why did we read Harry? Why did we read people are gonna read Jada's book? People are going to read it, right? They don't want my book.
Boring.
Your book's boring. Our book's boring, right?
Okay, but have you finished Harry yet, or have you just kept falling asleep in chapter one?
No, it's like the other book that I'm reading for work, and I have to go to the book club get along next week about it. And I said, you know what? I have to be honest. I have listened up to chapter 4 every night for 14 days. I can only chat about the first four chapters.
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you. Beginning, middle, end, you'll know everything that's happened.
Yeah, but I'm listening to it when I go to sleep. Here's the thing, right? If you're going to be an audiobook person, can you make it so it keeps me awake and I can listen? He's Prince Harry and never got to do it either.
Every once in a while. Hey, the person wake listening. Up. Wake up.
Right? Walt Disney at least did when Tinkerbell and then you'd be like, oh, okay, I'm back.
So that's what you need after every chapter.
Right. I need a magic noise so I know we've moved on. I wake up every morning to you've completed the fourth chapter. I'm like, again.
Oh God. Try maybe listening to it on your bus ride.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Oh my God. Seriously? Yeah.
That's my time, right?
Oh, well, it's just in your ear. So how bad can it be?
I'll have to think about that. I don't know if that's what I want to do. But listen, here's something breaking, ground shaking news I never even shared with you. Mike and I, we were at the Walmart last Saturday. I bought a new pillow. I bought two new pillows. Two new pillows.
At Wally World.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We were looking at the prices, right? Some are 19, some are 14. Right. I touch them, seem too puffy. No. I decided on a $5 pillow. It's called the Big Blue Whale. And so far, day five into it, I have gotten my $5 worth.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't think I'm going to get like 3 weeks worth of day of $5 worth of this pillow, but I've gotten like 1 week worth. And for $5, I don't feel that's that bad. I feel that's a pretty good return on my investment.
So it's not going to last longer than 3 weeks.
Well, it's not comfortable. It's getting uncomfortable because it's only a $5 pillow.
So maybe you should have invested some more money in your pillow.
They seemed too puffy. It wasn't about being cheap. It was just about it being right, Samantha.
You sound like fucking Goldilocks in the Three Bears. Oh my God. This bed's a little too tough. This bed's a little too soft. This bed is just right.
Samantha, the moneymaker's back of her head has to go on that pillow. It's like the princess and the pea, right?
If yes, but you're not a princess, so get over that.
If the princess's head doesn't feel just right, it's not a good
fit. Oh, my God.
If the pillow doesn't fit, I must.
Serious.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's a good thing. So far, I'm happy with it.
Yes, until week three.
Well, I'm just saying. I can't imagine that it's going to live up to the hype forever.
Yeah, and then we're going to have a...
There was no hype.
In three weeks, we're going to have an episode where you have a 10-minute monologue on your horrible pillow.
My horrible pillow.
Get ready, folks.
That's when I will do my review of the big blue whale.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'll do. But here, okay, I got another game changer for you. Oh, sneaky people, hey? You've heard of shrinkflation, right?
Yes.
Okay. So a lady posted a picture. She bought the honeycombs, right? You know, the cereal? She bought two boxes. Both were different sizes because of shrinkflation. Now they're making the boxes bigger with less stuff in them. So we think we're getting more for our buck.
Really?
But we're not. We're getting less for our buck.
Huh. They're getting crafty, aren't they?
Right? Shrinkflation. I think shrinkflation sucks.
Well, yes, it does.
Right? Like, I get it, right? Of course, I care that the prices are going up and that, but just be upfront, right? Don't make the box bigger, right? Like, why are we doing this? Why are we playing this game?
Oh, God, are we going to have to compare every cereal then?
I guess
that's not going to be good.
Type of shopper you are. Huh. Right? Uh-huh. You know, are you conscious of these things? Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Because now I'm in my cereal phase of life again.
I'm still too cheap to go there.
I'm investing my $5 into a box of cereal.
I invested mine into a pillow.
And that is where we differ.
That's where we differ. One of the ways we differ, Samantha.
Oh, God. Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Shrinkflation. Lisa's coming for you.
I'm coming for you, shrinkflation. I'm watching you.
I see you. I'm
watching you, motherfucker. If you can pull one over on us, I got this. Dear world, get on my back. I got this. I want a shrinkflation cape. Okay. Right?
I just thought of something you swore, which you don't do very often, and I do a lot.
Yes.
I wonder if somebody has developed a drinking game based on how many times Lisa swears versus Sam.
Right? Either way, just drink.
Either way, just have a sip.
Just have a sip.
Have a sip. Okay. I think this is becoming a thing.
Oh, you're coming around, are you?
Okay. It's becoming a weekly topic, and it has to be because they're in the news all the time.
Right.
TNT has done it again, folks. They've sucked me in. They've heated up the airwaves. We've watched them. People are taking pictures. They're PDAing all over the place.
And they're zooming in on the hand.
Yes, and they were SNLing together.
Yes.
It was just the cutest, darndest thing. Oh. He like escorted her out of a vehicle. He like made sure she was okay. He like grabbed her hand. He walked first. He protects her. He double fisted her hand. It was like, dude, what the fuck?
You are
a great example for all those people who want to be like you, but you are now pissing off a whole large percentage of men.
Yeah, or
who
dear
will
men,
never
or,
do. No,
or dear men, dear men, pump up your game.
Pump it up.
Right? We all want to feel like that.
It was just so cute. And it's like, oh my God, the cuteness factor is too much with these two.
Too much. It's too
much. If this doesn't last, the world will be heartbroken.
Right. We need babies. We need babies in a year and a wedding in 6 months. That's what we need. That's what we need from these two.
No, she can't get wed in 6 months. She's got a tour to keep going.
She can still be married and perform. She can't have babies yet.
I don't think she's going to tour and get married.
Well, now you're her boss. You also 3 weeks ago didn't think it was real.
I thought it was real, but I felt she was doing. It was very staged, but it's now not. I feel like it's all like
it's on the up and up.
Well, because you know what? Darn it, those Kelce boys—they're too cute.
Samantha, I think you owe them an apology.
I don't owe them an apology. Yes. I always thought they were cute.
No, you poo-pooed them. You thought he was just trying. He's just a football player. He's just trying to get famous off her.
It's before I knew him.
He's cuter than she is.
He's oh, my God. You know what? But he understands. He understands. You know, I read this, and I believe this is why they make sense and why people are really rooting for them, is because he understands who she is. Yeah. He understands the Taylor Swift that she is when she goes out into the world. You can't cover that up. And why should she? She has worked so hard for everything that she has. Yeah. She helps out those around her. She supports the people around her. She keeps those in her circle. You know, like
she does a lot of good things.
She does a lot of great things. She's just trying to live her life. And I believe, when I read this article, I'm like, oh my God, they might have a point, because every guy that she has dated has wanted to diminish her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Because he gets it. And he's not afraid of her thunder. He's got his own thunder.
He's got his own thunder. This guy is like crazy balls out there doing shit. He's a famous football player. He just won the Super Bowl last year. Like, the dude is well known.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got foundations. He does great things.
They both have good moms. You got a good mom. She got a good mom.
Right?
Right. There's a lot there, Samantha.
There's a lot. Right. You know what? I think this is the first guy. This is a man. This man stepped up and said, I want to meet Taylor Swift because I think that she's pretty awesome. Yeah. He made the move. He went to her and he's like, I'll take you as you are.
And you know what else? He's taller than her, and that's a good thing.
That is such a good thing.
And he's bigger than her, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
No offense to Harry Styles and all the skinny little men in her life before. Uh-huh. Now she looks like she's with a man. Right? An adult. She looks like she's with an adult now.
And they're within a year of each other. They're the same age. Yeah.
Right?
With well-developed careers.
You need to hurry up and book our tickets because we got friendship bracelets to make. Right?
Okay. But I just learned something about Travis.
Okay.
Is that with this foundation that he has, he held a car show. Mm-hmm. And his favorite vehicle is a 70s Chevelle.
Hey, my dad had one of those.
I know. And my brother had one of those. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, could you get any cooler? You love cars.
I think you have a little crush on them.
Stop it.
Right? I think like all women in America and in North America and in the world right now. You two have joined the crush bandwagon.
And his brother Jason is just as adorable. Him and his lovely little brood of people.
The little girls, right?
Oh, they're adorable.
It's got to work out. Like I said, the first time. I brought it up. It needs to work out.
Oh my God. If it doesn't.
I need this to happen.
We'll be crushed.
Yeah. Right.
Now there's pressure on, both of them to keep this together.
Right. They've created something.
Oh my God. Could this be the relationship that joins the nation? That we all come together as one?
With all just the world. Life is just about a nice friendship bracelet. Right. Just make a friendship bracelet and move on, world. That's the problem. There's not enough friendship bracelets out there in the world.
That's true. True enough.
Samantha, I got to share something. This is what I've learned this week. I got to tell you, right? Uh-oh. It's been a tough week, right? I feel like, I don't know if it's the change in the weather. I feel like every morning, you know, you wake up tired, you go to work, you feel tired. You're kind of like, ugh, you read things. You're like, ugh, you hear things. Ugh. You're like that all week, right?
Ugh.
Ugh, right? You go to sleep. Everything is like, just like it feels. It's like just been.
I'm getting it. You're like, ugh.
It's like, a bit of a struggle. But I got this. I got to figure it out. I finally figured it out. I have a new mantra.
Uh-huh.
I tell myself this many, many, many times throughout the day. Okay. All I do is say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
That's
it. I can do it.
Okay.
I can do it. I can do it. And then it just seems to make things a little bit easier.
And what are you doing when like
just changing my whole attitude?
Just everything
seems to be.
I can.
Depending what I need to do.
Okay, so you're like, I can do it. I can get out of bed. I can do that. I do can it. Take a shower. I can do it. I can tie my shoes. I can do that.
I can make sure I smile at work. I can do it. Not that I wouldn't ever not smile at work, because I would smile at work all the time because I love work. But just those things, right? Like when you're you're just like, I can do it.
Yeah, that's true.
I can do it. I think you can do it too.
Oh my God.
Right?
All right.
You just sounded negative about something.
Yes, I did.
Right? Come on. Just try after me.
It's your little mantra. I'm going to leave it with you.
I feel you need a mantra in your life.
No, I don't need that one.
You never have a mantra, and we're always coming up with mantras, and you never have a mantra.
My mantra is fuck it.
Right. Very different from mine, right? Right? Like, who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl. Only time, I'll do better is at the end of the year when it's time for your New Year's resolution. Right? And you reevaluate, and then you start next year with, I can do it.
How about, I'll change it. I can fucking do this.
I can live with that. I can live with that. Make it a little badass.
Yeah,
mine's a little sunnier than yours, but we'll take it. We'll take it. You know what, Samantha? I like your new mantra. We can do this. We can do this. Okay. The other day on our Instagram, you posted a meme, and it just made so much sense to me. Again, probably just because we're Gen X kids. And the meme said, I wish food trucks came down the block like ice cream trucks.
It's a very Gen X. That's our life. Our life was evolved in the summers around the tinkling noise of the
bells of the ice cream truck, right? Right. And every mom had just enough change in their wallet for every kid to get whatever they wanted. Right.
Yeah. You bet.
But imagine if they did that for the food truck. Imagine if like the grilled cheese truck came down the street.
That would be awesome. Oh,
that's the grown up version of the ice cream truck. Right. I feel we need that in our life.
I feel like a taco truck should just.
Right, you just hear like,
my house.
Like you hear a and off, tacos, off I go.
Tacos.
Right? Totally.
What would a hot dog sound, a hot dog truck sound like?
Woohoo. Just do some woohoos. That's what it would be.
Maybe that's what you have to do is you have to email the people who own the food trucks and go, okay, don't shut down for winter.
Right.
I guarantee it. If you go into certain neighborhoods, you will make money.
You drive past music. Where I live every day in a hot dog truck. Woohoo! Guess who's coming out with their $1.50 to buy a hot dog? Doesn't have to be a fancy hot dog. It can be a microwaved hot dog, but I'm coming out to get a hot dog.
Right.
Right. Because that would put such a smile on my face.
Right. Well, I love that you like the meme that I put out there. That's good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I loved it for me too.
Okay, so you know what I love for me right now? This is what I need to share. Because there's hair growing in other parts of me that I can't control, like my chin. And like all of a sudden I get a sprig and I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
You get the one down here.
And it's like you can feel it and it's like, God, you know, and sometimes they're white so you can't see them as well.
But you can feel them, but you can't get them because that's where your fat neck is. Because your fat's in there. And I'm like, look at that guy.
Yeah. So what I have noticed though is that the hair on my legs are decreasing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently that's what happens when you get old.
No.
The hair on your legs starts to stop.
No, growing. I'm seeing, oh my gosh, of course. I'm seeing the exact opposite. So for the last 4 years, I haven't had to shave my legs. Now, baby orangutan is coming back, right?
I feel like you're reverse aging.
I think I'm reverse aging.
In your menopausal years. And right. It's very odd. It's
really odd, right? Like I'm not getting the wrinkles that you are. I'm not getting the things that you are.
I have an exorbitant amount of
wrinkle
elasticity in my face that will not bring about a lot of wrinkles. And you have enough, old lady.
I don't have very many wrinkles. How's your forehead?
Good.
You got lines?
I've got a few.
I have none. I have Botox head.
Botox head.
Right.
Well, for your shitty attitude about my face. You now get fucking leggy hair.
I'm now getting lots of leg hair.
Leggy hair for you.
But now I'm at the phase where I'm like so out of practice. I'm like, do you just say fuck it?
Well, it depends on how long they're going to get, Lisa. And well, then you might start to worry. Because by the time summer rolls around next year, you're going to have to like get a weed whacker to clean that leg up.
I don't know. I'm just saying, right? I wasn't anticipating that at all. But here's something too, Smith, right? Let's call it menopausal alert, okay?
Oh,
this God. Is what I read, okay? This is what I read.
Yes.
Okay. If your belly is drooping, you're experiencing vaginal dryness, or you seem to be aging faster than before, those are all warning signs that your hormones are out of balance. You are in menopause. Hi, how about write something that
I already knew that.
Right?
Like, we're not idiots.
Somebody gets paid to write that shit. God.
Okay, so this is a menopausal alert.
Right? Go to
you're
hell.
You're going to hate everybody for years.
For years.
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 Years. Right? And years and years and years of stop talking to me. Why are you talking to me? Like right? That's, you're going to go through those years.
You know what I don't want? I'm tired. I don't want to read about it. I don't want to hear about it. I know. Why is there dear God, are you there, Margaret? Where's that book for us?
Where,
right? Taught us when to have our period. Why don't we have one?
Right. Dear God, it's menopause. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Right? Like if I need to always have it like here in my face, I'm just going to live in rage. Right? And I don't want to do that. That's right.
But this is the problem is that everybody talks about it and nobody actually knows what the hell to do about it.
I just saw something today and it's a 30-day menopausal diet.
No, don't.
And I'm like, ooh.
Don't.
You know, anytime they throw diet in there, right? They hook me. And I'm like,
unless it's an actual doctor that's behind it, it's a bunch of hooey.
It's not. It's not.
It's a bunch of hooey. I was watching TikTok. This young, spry young man, apparently a personal coach or whatever, or like trainer, gets on. He goes, do you want to get rid of your fupa? Oh my God. He's like, do you want to get rid of your fupa? This is what you have to do. And you have to do this exercise and this exercise. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't need a 2-year-old telling me how to get rid of my fupa.
I'll take that information. Can you send me the link, please? I want to get rid of my fupa.
You got a fupa. And I'm just shut up.
Is my fupa what we would say to a cat? Oh, you have gravity belly? Gravity gut? Okay. I have a fupa. My name is Lisa. I think I may have a fupa.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm just over it. Unless you're a doctor, unless it's your area of expertise, everybody else is just a snake oil salesman.
Yeah. You know what I'm getting though? I'm getting rashy.
Yes, that's one of the things that happens.
Rashy.
Oh my God. You are like so full blown into it.
Right?
Yes. You're going to get in. You're going to get itchy.
Yeah, Things start to itch.
Yeah. Things start to itch. Yeah. And you don't know why. And you just itch.
Well, guess what? I'm just going to be scratching. People ask. I want a button that says, I'm in menopause. My name is Lisa. I'm in menopause.
I'm in menopause.
Right?
If you can read this, you're standing too close. Be careful. I'm in menopause. Right.
Right. Yes, I may scratch. I may scratch. I may pee.
I may itch.
I may itch.
Hit you. I may hit something else.
I may swear. I may sweat.
Oh, for sure.
All the things, right? All the things, Samantha.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, Samantha, here, explain this to me, would you? So last Saturday, Mike and Lisa Gibson decide to go get their COVID and their flu shot at Merlis Belcher.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We got there. So they opened at 9.
Uh-huh.
We got there at 10.
Uh-huh.
And there was already a 4-hour wait.
Oh, did you book an appointment?
You can't there. No.
Oh, it's just a walk-in.
Explain to me how there's a 4-hour wait at something that's been open for 1 hour. And I don't think that we are that urgent to get the shot that the lineup started at 6 a.m.
Might be
lying.
Well, they might be lying, or they might not have enough people.
4-hour wait. You think there's how many people need to be in line for there to be a 4-hour wait ahead of you?
I don't know. I'm not a healthcare worker.
Think of your biggest line you've ever been in. Has it ever been 4 hours?
No.
Right. I remember all those people.
I don't know, Lisa.
I don't think it's
right. You're very negative about your experience.
I felt negative about it. I felt negative.
Is that your menopause talking?
No, it was just I wanted to get my shot over with. Did you get your shot?
No.
Oh.
I was going to book online though.
Well, we're going on Saturday with appointments.
Oh, so you did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were just seeing if we could beat the line, right?
Nah, not
you can't beat a 4-hour. You can't beat a 4-hour line then when it's only been open for 1 hour, right? No sense.
Oh, that's funny.
No sense at all.
Okay, well, you know, you'll get it.
Whatever.
Just try to be patient, Lisa.
I'm patient, Samantha. Mm. Who can, I can
really
do
sound
it.
Like it though? Does
I
it?
Can do it. I can do it.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe that's what you should have been repeating on Saturday.
I just started it on Monday. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Right? So
I just realized on Monday that I had a problem. Right? Wait, now you're judging. Don't judge. Why do you always have to judge?
Really? Right? That's funny coming from you.
I know. I'm a habitual judger.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay. We should address the fact that Suzanne Somers passed away.
It was so sad.
No, it is very sad. She would have turned 77 on her birthday, which was October the 17th, I believe.
Yeah.
And we know her best from Three's Company.
Oh, she was brilliant.
And her Thighmaster commercial.
Her Thighmaster commercial. I literally, Saturday morning, so she passed away on Saturday, right? I literally on Saturday morning was reading an article online about how her cancer had just come back. Uh-huh. But she was saying, you know, she's still staying positive and right. This is not her first time at the rodeo, blah, blah, blah. And then Saturday afternoon, she did. And I'm like, did I miss something? Because, whoa.
She was I wonder just how long she'd had it though.
I know, right? They never said.
No. Yeah. Right?
But she had battled with it for 23 years.
Yeah.
That's a trooper, hey?
Yeah, that is a trooper.
That's tough, eh? That's tough. That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. She was not that old, if I'm being honest.
No, right? Not really that old.
No.
She had sex 2 times a day.
I know. Her husband is ancient, though. Hey?
Yeah. They were still doing it very, very. They were putting every other woman to shame. I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you that much. Samantha, question for you. If you couldn't wear black as a basic color, what would you wear? And I'm talking no black pants ever.
Well, I hate navy, so that's not even an option.
Well, and there's a million reasons to hate navy, right? It starts with a shoe.
Yeah. I guess I would do dark gray if I had to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would do a really, really dark gray.
Really dark gray, like a dark.
Or I just wear dark denim for the rest of my life. Okay.
You're going out for a nice supper, put that on with your dress shoe.
Why not?
Right? You're a lady of a certain age. Who cares?
Who gives a fuck? Oh, no. If I'm a lady of a certain age, got a fucking full on caftan happening. I don't give a fuck. Right?
That's how you get around it.
And it's like flowy and shit. I'm good to go.
Reminiscent of Mrs. Roper.
Of course.
Right? With your what was your signature, your statement jewelry? How did that work out for you this summer? Caftan girl.
I did not wear my caftan this summer.
Well, see, I felt that you were all talk, but I wanted to support
you. No, because I never found a decent caftan.
Because they don't exist.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
They don't. A muumuu is not a decent piece of clothing. You have that one that you wear at nighttime in the summer, and that's fine.
it's more like a dress. It's like a sundress.
Right?
Not a caftan.
It's weird.
Caftan has like cool, flowy.
It's just, yeah, I know. My mom used to wear a muumuu. All moms
all the,
did.
It's going to be all the rage, I guarantee.
All the moms wore those until the short little cotton nighties came in, right?
Oh, that's right.
And they went to that.
And then they had like the little matching
thing. Like their little house coat thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Too much work.
Too much
work. Right?
Too much work. Okay. So Mr. Dress Up, Euphoria. He's like, watch it, watch it. And I'm like, oh my God, I was going to watch it, but I didn't feel like crying today. But apparently.
I got that from Kelly Foster because Kelly Foster was talking about it on her social media.
Okay. So I watched Mr. Dress Up.
Yes.
And I cried.
And cried and cried and cried, right?
I didn't realize his wife died in a car accident. Yes. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
That was sad.
But he was beloved. Like this guy, like everybody remembered him. Everybody felt that they were included in his world of make-believe. And it's like, it was really quite heartwarming.
Yeah, it was so cool because the puppeteer for Casey explained that she felt that they built Casey to be the first non-binary character on TV.
Yep.
And I'm like, I never really thought of it that way because I always thought of Casey as a boy.
But only you because, think of him.
Yeah. But I only ever did that because my frame of reference was the name was a boy name.
Yeah.
But then as you got older, you just kind of realized Casey's really just Casey.
Yeah.
With some bad blush.
With some bad blush.
Bad blush, right? But boy. But I, oh.
And Casey got retired when she retired.
Yeah, well, that was good, right? Because that was her. Casey and Finnegan belonged to her.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was so good. And but you know what was really funny is that when I was watching it and I'm like, I don't remember anything.
And I'm like,
have I blocked out Mr. Dress Up?
You don't remember like, the tickle trunk?
Oh, I remember the tickle trunk, but I don't recall. I can't remember. Like, I don't recall like episodes that I watched. I don't recall
like the wise old owl.
No, I remember twit-to-woo.
Okay. I think you remember things.
I don't know. There's like pieces of my childhood that I've totally blocked out.
Huh. I don't know. Did you watch Beckham?
David Beckham? I haven't gotten past the third episode.
I feel like I'm more into TV than you are right now.
I got bored. I know.
What? You're the only person that said that.
Yeah. I got bored because I don't.
Because you don't like sports.
Mm.
It's a lot of soccer.
It's a lot of soccer.
But it's a lot of them.
I mean, I really
can't even talk to you right now about this.
The parts of it that I like are when she's talking and then they talk together and stuff good. Like that.
Anyways, moving right along. So the other day, and I'm not even joking. So the other day,
oh, shut up.
The car had to go into the garage, right?
Uh-huh.
I got to be the man of the house. I got to be in charge of taking it in.
Woo.
I know, right? So I was the man of the house. I was in charge of dropping the car off, making sure that it got to where it needed to go and all that sort of stuff. But when you drop the car off, they're nice enough that they give you a ride, right? In a shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Just me and the man driving the shuttle. Most awkward ride ever. No talk, no radio. Just me and him in the front seat staring straight ahead. Oh my goodness.
That's fun.
And you know how much that stresses me out, right?
Yes, you hate it when it's complete silence.
Right? And yet I don't love to make small chit chat with strangers either.
Uh-huh.
Even the radio should have been on. Like at least if the radio was on, it would have felt better.
How old was this person?
I'd say like 70.
That would be why.
But they don't talk at 70?
No, they don't play the radio.
Okay.
My dad doesn't. It doesn't matter where we're going. If my dad is driving, even my mom sometimes will have the radio on, but my dad will never play the radio.
Like I'll listen to talk radio.
Never on.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I used to have an uncle, my uncle Alex, my great uncle Alex. He used to buy like every 4 years, he'd buy a brand new car, get it right off the line, and he'd ask for no radio.
What?
Yeah. Because he was old, right? He didn't. That was
didn't
his thing.
Care. Nope. Yeah.
And then when he died, and it was like, who wants Uncle Alex's car? Nobody.
Because it's never radio.
It's got no radio. Nobody wants it. Actually, right? He had like a fancy little Cavalier. Nope, I'm good. I'm good. I'll keep driving my Chevette. Thanks. But it's new, but there's no radio.
No radio.
No, it's good.
Right? Yeah. And at that time, let's just carry the boombox with us wherever we go.
Put that in the front seat.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's an old person thing.
It must be. Okay. Okay. Totes. Then I'll cut them some slack then.
Okay. Okay, but Facebook Tuesday.
Oh, hey.
Hey ho, hey ho. Okay, well there were some people. There was a group. And it got larger throughout the day of like, I can't get rid of anything. And I'm like, okay.
I texted you at like 8 o'clock in the morning saying, nobody's getting rid of anything. This is going to be horrible Facebook Tuesday.
But then they rallied.
Then the haters came out.
And you guys, you hate Mork and Mindy. And I can get it. It's not for everybody. But right. Just remember, it's Robin Williams.
Yeah, but it's like I told you, right? Robin Williams was not funny as Mork. He was funny when he did his walk on Happy Days as Mork, but not good enough to do a show on that.
No.
Well, I hated Mork too.
Okay. But they hated the Love Boat, which hurt my heart a little bit.
Know, right.
But
right.
One of them did have a point. It was the same
show every week. Just a different character.
Right. You got a point.
Right. Dancing on the promenade deck, eating supper at the captain's table,
having drinks with Washington. Isaac, yes, Isaac,
right, and seeing Doc and hanging out with Gopher,
right,
yeah, totally.
But they also poo-pooed Laverne and Shirley, and I'm like, well, that's not for everybody.
Well, that made me shake my head. Actually,
yes, I know. That's like, right. And then there was a few happy days in there too, and I'm like, oh,
yeah. That I had to take a firm stand on that. Hey, like,
but
I think you can hate happy days.
I'm surprised Fantasy Island didn't make a bigger dent because I personally could have got rid of that one.
Was it even? It wasn't in there.
Yeah, Fantasy Island was there.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Or somebody mentioned it and I'm like, I would have picked Fantasy Island.
I
went with them and I'm like, I picked Fantasy Island.
I don't think it was in there.
Well, but then they broke my heart and they disliked the Golden Girls.
Right. Sometimes Blanche and Dorothy aren't for everybody, Samantha.
I thought I had a hard shell over my heart, but apparently it was easily pierced with people disliking the Golden Girls,
right,
which, exactly. By the way, I have restarted the seven seasons again.
Again. You need to find something new to watch.
I know, but I just love them so much. I guess one day I too will be a Golden Girl and I got to get it right.
Right? I don't know how to do it, right? I feel I'm living in the apartment. I'm at the complex.
You're at the complex. Okay, guys. So if you want to have a bit of fun with us, you want to chit chat, you know, get a hold of us through any of our socials. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And if you really want to see what we look like and see the weird facial expressions and all the hand gestures, you can catch us out on YouTube. It's I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. And it's the full recording of our episode.
Carol claims that it's just the best thing.
Apparently, we entertain her. So that's nice. We also have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out, guys.
Check us out, guys.
Samantha.
Uh-huh.
Is there any fancy food you're eating lately? And just let me just tell you why I asked this question.
Okay.
The Gibsons, we've become a little bit fancy with our suppers, with one of our supper meals.
Oh, okay.
We're buying tortellini.
Cool.
And using the rosé sauce.
Oh!
Right? Fancy. Right? Like tortellinis. Those aren't cheap, those tortellinis.
No, tortellinis and rosé sauce. That's right up there, Lisa. You're paying at least $4 for that shit.
Yeah, we're going through two and we're getting the big thing of the tortellinis. We're fancy. We're being fancy with that meal.
Are you shaking the Parmesan cheese on that?
Well, we are not rich. We can't afford the shaker cheese. That has not crossed the budget.
Can't afford shaker cheese.
Not getting shaker cheese. That shaker cheese is expensive. It is. Right? And if you have shaker, here's my thing with shaker cheese. You have shaker cheese at home, you overuse shaker cheese. You're putting that shit on everything. All of a sudden, you're making random garlic toast.
That is a very judgment-filled statement that you just made.
I don't
appreciate that.
Because you are shaker-cheesing things. You're over-shaker-cheesing things. right? Right. Meh. Right. So what do you, are you, is there anything that fancy that you're eating?
I'm on a cream cheese kick apparently. Oh, okay. So I've gotten some cream cheese and I'm putting it on crispy bread.
Oh.
and I say crispy bread like that because there's this woman on TikTok. Her name is Auntie Lisa. She's from the States. Right. And she has introduced into her food crispy bread.
Crispy bread.
And I just think it's funny the way she says it.
Would that be the equivalent to like the 70s Melba toast?
Yes. It's better though. It's slightly better than the Melba. It's larger. Good. And so I've gone to like, you know, putting an exorbitant amount of cream cheese onto crispy bread. Right. And then I'm using that red pepper jelly you gave me.
Are you loving it?
You know, mixed with the cream cheese, I enjoy it.
Yeah. Or with a little bit of brie, it's really good too.
Yes.
That's fancy.
So I feel fancy.
Yeah, for sure.
When I'm doing that.
Right? Yeah, for sure. That's fancy. Speaking of cream cheese, we had a potluck at work today.
Oh.
And it was a nacho potluck, which was Mexican themed. Uh-huh. I made something from scratch.
All right. When did you become motherfucking Betty Crocker?
I don't know. It's weird. I thought you were going to say Mother Teresa. I was going to say always. Betty Crocker. I know, right? It was those pinwheels that you take cream cheese, sour cream, cheese, chopped up a green onion. And who knew? Friends of the podcast, did you know green onions can make your eyes cry?
No.
Yep. Green onions can sting and make your eyes cry.
Oh my God. You add
a can of chili peppers, like chopped up chili peppers, like whatever. Some garlic, some seasoning salt, mix. You put it on a tortilla. Uh-huh. You roll the tortilla.
Yes.
You let it settle in the fridge and then you cut them.
Oh my.
I did that.
These women are having a very interesting effect on your life.
They said that it was good. They said it was good. People actually ate it. I feel I'm going to go with that. But they also know me well enough now that they probably wouldn't have said something bad because are you going to hurt my feelings when I just went out and made something from scratch with my hands? I don't think they would, right?
No, because they're very nice people.
They're very nice. I thought that they were salty, but the word was that they were good.
Word on the street.
Word on the street. Now I'm trying to talk them into doing a Christmas bake exchange because, you know, I got my simple recipes. Shh, don't say what they are. I won't give it up.
Oh, you got to do something better than that.
No, because that's rock star right there.
No, you got to do something better
than that.
That's
rock star right
there. I know what you're going to do, and you need to do better than that.
I'm not going to do better because that is rock star. Samantha. You probably don't use your GPS very often.
On my phone?
Yeah.
Yes. I use it when I don't know where I'm going.
Okay. Well, I always use it because I never know where I'm going, right?
No, I know that.
This is what I don't understand. It always says, so after I've missed my turn, it always says, at the next lights, do a U-turn. Are U-turns even allowed?
Yes, you can do U-turns at lights, I think. But then again, the GPS has been known to lead people onto bridges where they haven't, and then people have crashed into the river. Yeah. So
I don't know if you can just willy-nilly do a U-turn everywhere.
I don't know. Should we really just be putting our full trust in what the GPS is saying? I mean,
the lady in the computer, in the speaker.
This is their trust issues.
Right. I feel that this is a really valid trust issue. Because what if I just go to the lights and I do my U-turn, but there's a car that's trying to turn, and all of a sudden I'm doing a U-turn, and oh, sorry. She said, do a U-turn. Like, I feel that it's an accident waiting to happen. Sometimes I feel she doesn't think her moves through.
No, I don't. Right. I agree. And
sometimes she needs to slow her roll with proceed to the route. I'm trying to proceed to the route. Thank you.
Oh my God. How often does that happen?
When I was in Toronto, it happened so much because where my hotel was, it was under construction, the road around it.
Oh God.
Oh my God. I phoned my brother-in-law because they were there too at a different hotel, but close by. I was literally almost in tears and I'm like, I can see it. I can't get to it. And we were running late to meet our cousin, for my cousin Shelly, for supper. And I'm like, we had parted ways an hour ago to go to our respective spots to get changed. I'm like, yeah, I'm just driving around in circles. He's like, holy fuck. Okay, I'll come find you. I'm like, I couldn't figure out. It kept saying proceed to the, I get that, but it wouldn't give me an alternate.
Oh,
I don't know. So sometimes I get mad at her. Sometimes I don't love her. It's a love hate. It's a love hate.
Okay. So you, do you actually scope out your Google Maps route first before you start driving?
Well, if I don't know where I'm going, how does that help me?
So you do then?
I don't take a look at the directions. I just I type it in and I just listen to her only.
Really?
Yeah. I don't ever look at where she's taking me.
Then it's probably too many years of me looking at a map whenever I'm driving. Yeah, I actually scope out the route first to kind of get an idea of what's going to be happening ahead.
I never do. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Really?
No, never. Huh. No, no.
And this is why you circled the block for an hour.
And it was almost in tears. Thanks.
That's not good.
The life,
that's not good.
The life, if people could just walk in my shoes, don't get me wrong. My life is not hard, but the obstacles that don't need to be in it, the ridiculous obstacles that I come across or am faced.
Yes.
I just challenge people to continue on with a smile, right? Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying. I had a lovely treat the other day. Uh-huh. I sent you a picture.
Yes.
So a few weeks ago, friends of the podcast, you might have already seen it. A few weeks ago, we talked on our podcast about, remember, I'm like, what the hell's a snickerdoodle?
It's a cookie.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. But Anne, she's a coworker of mine and she's a friend of the podcast. She made me some snickerdoodles. That's a kick-ass cookie.
It
she
is.
She made them because she said.
Cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah, like you can't go wrong. She made them because she said, she heard it on the podcast and knew I had never tried them. So, dear Anne, if you're listening, I've never tried oatmeal cookies. I've never tried chocolate haystacks.
Don't start. Anne, don't listen to her. She's a lying sack of you know what.
But I honestly had not ever tried snickerdoodle.
No, you had not.
That was legit.
That was legit.
So.
Don't again, forsake my mother's oatmeal crack cookies, okay?
I'm not, but I don't mind baking. That's what I'm saying. The moral of the story is I don't mind baking, right? It's like one of the volunteer ladies came in today who I quite enjoy, and she's like, I have some bad news for you. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I wouldn't know that because you came in empty-handed. Usually you come in with baking when you have bad news. I hope you're going home to do some baking tonight. You know me, I'm a sucker for baking.
Yes, you are.
Right? But anyways, Anne, thank you very much. I totally can be bought with food. Totally.
That's very sweet of her to do.
It was really nice, right? And they were so good. Apparently, the secret is cream of tartar.
Oh, really?
Or tartar. I don't know what it is.
Cream of tartar. Yeah. Okay. Apparently, I never thought of that.
That's the secret.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. As someone who doesn't bake.
Right. I know.
Okay. If you were transported to another planet, how would you assess the situation?
Well, I'd pull my judgy pants up first off, right? And I'd probably look around and be like, I do a lot of that to myself. Cross my arms and be like, this isn't going to work for me. This is not going to work for me at all.
I would assess the situation based on how their bathrooms were.
Oh, they're going to be crappy because that's what bathrooms are now.
This was another planet. I would judge them on what they were wearing.
Totally.
And their bathrooms.
what if it's like Winnie the Poohville and they have no pants, just shirts?
Oh God, I don't want to see that.
Right? Like I don't want
no.
Then your poopa or whatever you called it earlier.
Your fupa.
Your fupa is just out there for the world.
No, I don't. Nope. Like,
that fupa is best covered.
Yep.
In a pair of pants.
I would be starting the new trend of adding a bottom.
Right. New lady on planet Pooville. That's what they'd be talking at the coffee shop. They'd be that new lady who moved to Pooville. She's in bottoms. What is she doing? Why is she in pants?
Because she don't like no pants.
So. Right? She don't like no pants. She thinks pants are important.
Pants are very crucial.
They'd be crucial. And now would you have to have underpants too?
You would need it all, Lisa.
You'd want all the parts.
Yeah, only you like to go commando every once in a while.
Every now. Not like in public. Like, don't paint me out as a gross person. Not in public. Things, my mother raised us to believe things are supposed to breathe.
This is true.
Let things breathe.
Things should breathe.
Things should breathe, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's all. Okay. So you were talking about Jada Pinkett Smith at the beginning.
She's pimping out everywhere.
She wrote her memoir as only she can. And she's getting some backlash, apparently.
She's on all the shows, right?
Like she's going on everywhere.
She's on shows I never even heard of. Oh, it's her. Oh, it's her. Oh, it's her.
Yeah. And she was on Kelly and Mark the other day, too.
Yeah.
And she's now telling everybody that her and Will have not been together since 2016.
But on Hoda, she was telling them, they're going to get back. They'll get back together. They'll get back there.
Okay. I don't know how. They've been gone for quite a while.
She said they'll get back there because that's the nature of their relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, why can't you just separate like everybody else, you two?
Why can't you just be normal like everyone
just
else?
Just be normal and separate, for God's sake.
Yeah. She has said that she will never divorce Will.
No. No.
So they lead very separate lives. But apparently, when she wasn't even going to go to the Oscars, and he asked her to go with her or go with him the year that he was nominated, right? And she went there apparently as a buddy, not as his wife, but as a buddy. And then when he slapped that person, he slapped Chris Rock, she walked out of there as his wife because she felt that he needed her.
Or was totally like embroiled in what the hell shit have you got me into now, Will?
Right.
And as your wife, I'm going to take you home and bitch slap you and bitch slap you and take the boots to you. And Will Smith, you're going to become my bitch. Because boy, mama's mad. Right?
Apparently, she thought it was a bit.
I know. I heard that too.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
She was quite surprised.
I'm more excited about TNT. than I am about Will and Jada.
Oh, for sure. I am way more excited about the potential like nonstop craziness
cuteness.
That will happen crazy with cuteness. But the it's Travis that, and the Tay Tay.
It's that song. What the world needs now is love. Sweet love. That's what they are representing.
For sure. And that's I will say it, they will unite us all.
I think. One friendship bracelet at a time. The world will become a better place. So again, I have to tell you, book the tickets. I need time to build my friendship bracelets. You get a bracelet. You get
to go see the movie?
Yeah, they're giving them out. People are taking them and giving them to the movies. At the movies.
Oh my God, I don't have time to build friendship bracelets.
They don't take long. It's beads on a rope. Beads on a rope, Samantha.
It's beads on a goddamn rope.
You can get it done if you need to.
Oh, okay. I'll ask my 12-year-old niece.
Right. Yes, maybe we can, right?
Oh, okay. But one thing I do need to die. I need it to die.
Oh, I need it to die.
Is the maple bugs. The maple bugs need to die. I don't love them. I don't scream anymore like I used to because they're everywhere. God they damn are. It. And it's because summer has come back and there have been days where it's been 20 above.
Yeah.
They won't go away because they thrive in the warm weather.
But it's kind of hard to be mad at them because they're confused too.
I know. They're like,
wake up every day going, they wake up every day going, why am I still alive?
Why am I not hibernating yet?
Why am I not do you imagine how tired they must be? It's gone on too long for them. Even they're not happy with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Even we're exhausted, so they must be.
Oh, I tell you, I got my fly swatter at work, right? I'm like hammering them, right? Like, I don't just kill them. Like, I like abuse them. I beat the shit out of them. Yeah, right? Because sometimes you put them in the garbage and their little leg still goes.
Yes.
Right? Well, I don't want them to suffer.
Because you got to squash them like a bug. Like, yeah.
That's where that phrase, squash them like a bug, right?
Uh-huh.
They have good squashability, hey?
And they all grow.
You squash them like... There's some juice. There's some juiciness in there. I just feel that if you give them an inch, they take a mile.
I know.
Right. Yep. So it's like, we're trying to be good sports with them. We know that they want to hibernate, but they can't yet. But can they just like dial it back a pinch?
Nope.
That's what
they're just trying to be themselves. And that means they got to be on every wall of every outdoor. Like, it's just disgusting.
Are they grosser? They're not grosser than like pet caterpillars though.
No, those are gross.
Those are pretty gross, right? Because they just dangle, right? Oh, yeah. Now I'm itchy.
We got to stop talking about bugs because it's making me itchy.
Scratching. It's not good.
It's not good, man.
It's not good. I'm just over bugs. I need it to turn into fall.
Yeah. We lost mosquitoes are done.
Yeah, they're gone.
There's a few wasps still hanging around.
Yeah, right.
Dive bombing people. That's exciting.
Yeah. I think it's just like no bugs. Now you got the little mice that are confused, right? They're just looking for a warm place. And it's like, oh shit. No, not yet. Apparently not.
Nope.
Right? Like Mother Nature is just out to freaking lunch right now.
Well, and then watch. We'll get dumped on.
Well, apparently this is like super El Nino.
Oh.
Apparently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so apparently it comes with like 91 conditions. Right? She sounds intense.
Uh-huh. She does sound intense,
Samantha.
All right.
Did we ever decide what we're doing for Halloween? It's in a week, hey? Have you decided this? You come up with all these plans and then
for Halloween.
I thought you wanted to go to the haunted house.
No, I've changed my mind.
You're scared?
Yes, I am.
I'm not too afraid. I'm not scared.
Let me think it over.
Right? I'm the one who hates clowns and I'm willing to go.
I know. Right? I know. Right? I know.
I'll just put those clowns in their place. Right? What are you going to do, clown? Bring it.
What are you going to do?
Bring it, Mr. Clown. How about that?
As long as it's not a corn maze.
That was like a lot of walking.
It was horrible.
It was hot.
I didn't like it.
There was bugs in there. I don't like anything that I can't see above.
Right.
Right. Like, I'm like, okay, I get it. You're creepy. You win. I tap out. Where's the exit? Right. 100%. Samantha. 100%.
All right. Well, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. And you might just find it being mentioned during an episode. You can always DM us as well because, you know, we answer. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And apparently we have some new items for everyone to look at. So check it out.
We certainly do. We have revamped.
We want to thank John Jamingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
I took another loss on my football.
Yes.
Right? Is he telling you this all the time?
No.
Are you sure? Are you secretly following? Are you stalking me?
No. Why would I stalk you?
I just lost, eh?
I don't care about sport.
If I figure out how to figure it out, watch out. Second half, here I come. Right?
All right.
All I got to say about that. Samantha, it's another week done.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, right?
Woohoo!
This is episode 371. Hey, friends of the podcast, answer us this. How many of you have listened to every episode? I'm curious.
Oh, geez, that's
a lot. I think there's a few.
Wow.
There's a few that have been with us from the beginning, and then there's a few that caught up to us.
Crazy. That's a lot of listening, guys.
Yeah, that's a lot of listening. I was telling Sam that I was listening to an old one the other night, and just shaking my head at us. Shaking my head at me and you, Samantha.
Yes.
Right? All right, Samantha. You know me. I could just sit here and just be quiet.
I know.
That's what I like to do. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.